Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives. I'm Chris Taylor of Honeycomb and Spice.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
And I'm Bonnie Burns of Strong Wives.
Pull up your chair to our virtual kitchen table and let's chat.
Welcome back to Sex Chat for Christian Wives. What do you call it when you give extra attention to your appearance? Maybe you have a beauty treatment, pull yourself together, put your face on, prettify, primp, spruce up, gussy up, dress up, slay. And what about all that special grooming you do that is related to sex? You know, grooming your pubic hair, shaving your legs or underarms, or even using a special lotion that makes your skin ultra soft. We have discovered another word you could use for all of this. Titivate. Which doesn't mean what you might think it means. To titivate is to make small enhancing changes or to make oneself look attractive. For some women, titivation is a daily habit, and for others of us, and this includes me, it takes intention to remember to do it now and then. Let's start by talking about why wives might titivate in the first place.
Self-confidence is a big one for me. Just things that make me feel better about myself, whatever that is. I mean, sometimes that could mean putting on makeup or styling my hair or shaving my legs. Sometimes it's those things that are like, you know, putting lotion on that makes me feel soft and feel good about my body. So just feeling like I am kind of my best self, or at least a better self. I'm still me, but I'm just kind of, you know, up in my game.
I do agree that self-confidence is a big reason, and record, even though we're not video recording this, because by now my friends expect me to wear lipstick. So, but I do think sort of a combination of the confidence and the sex part is that putting some effort into your body or how you look or how things make you feel is a way to feel more sensual. You know, it's a way to kind of get in tune with your body and just feel better about it, which is something that's a struggle for a lot of women. And of course, if you don't feel good about your body or how you look, it's more difficult to feel sensual in your body.
I have titivated in the past because when I'm in public and I don't have makeup on, I am treated differently than when I do have makeup on. And I don't like that. I see it as a cultural kind of education, you know? So I don't do it quite as much because, frankly, I don't care as much. I don't care what you think of me. Because I want my personality to shine through more now. But anyway, it's not to say it's a bad thing. It's not. I like to look good for myself as well, for self-confidence and things. But I do know that it's a real thing for me, that in public I'm treated differently. Oh, and fun fact, when I was in high school, if I wanted to go home sick, I just wore absolutely no makeup. And then I would go to the nurse's office and say, I don't feel good. And she'd say, you don't look real good either.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Wow.
I have to say, I tend to not be someone who even pays attention at all to my hair and face. In fact, I think I finger combed my hair today, but I'm not entirely sure. So these poor ladies who have to sit and look at me here. But I will say that when my husband and I are going to go out on a date, that I do pay attention to my hair and makeup, because it's just part of my romance ritual. Mm-hmm. If we're going out to be romantic, it goes back to when we were first dating, and I would try to put my best self on and look cute. And doing that now kind of puts me back in that mood for romance. So it's more of a ritual than something I do. And well, for my daughter's wedding, I had my face all done, even though I was putting a mask all over it.
Mm. You know, I think our husbands can also see that as a compliment. So I think that, you know, it's not something that I feel like, my husband doesn't feel like I have to gussy up to be pretty to him. But I mean, I also shouldn't be a complete slob. I should take care of myself. But I think also if I just do a little extra something, it's kind of a compliment. Just like, hey, I got a little extra gussied up for you.
Doing something because it pleases our husbands is okay as long as he's not demanding it. That's a whole different set of issues. Bonnie, haven't you said that your mom used to put lipstick on before your dad would get home from work?
That was one of her beauty tips. Yes, and her marriage secret was to put lipstick on before your husband gets home. But you know, now I'm in a whole new place and there's not so much lipstick anymore.
But that was advice I used to see, you know, comb your hair, put your lipstick on, brush your teeth, put a clean dress or apron on. So those are some good reasons to titivate, but what are some reasons we might let titivation slide by the wayside?
COVID. So I think we've had a year of lack of titivation, basically. You know, people are talking about how they don't even want to put on like hard pants anymore, meaning, you know, anything that buttons or zips.
Okay, there's actually a really good, I don't know if y'all have seen this, but there's a Holderness Family video. I think that they're quite good at what they do. Anyway, but it's talking about Kim Holderness, the wife mom, who's been wearing these particular awful pants for like almost the whole pandemic and out. And she just celebrates days where she's like, look, I'm in real pants.
But I mean, really, the past year has just, you know, it's turned a lot of things upside down. And one of which is, you know, people who might have gone to work more or gone out more, they're home more. And, you know, when you're at home for a year, you're like, how many times do I want to fix my hair to be at home? You know, it's
my lack of makeup. I really like makeup. I always have. I was a Mary Kay rep for years, but I don't wear it as much because I have super sensitive skin now that I've gone through menopause. So I do curl my eyelashes and do things, but I don't wear quite as much eyeliner or mascara. It's just irritating. So I've gone to other things, like the podcast ladies know that I'm changing my hair and I really like this. I'm going gray, but it's really a cool gray. And, I think so.
And it looks so long and healthy.
So, you know, I'm just moving my titivation to different areas.
You know, when I used to work outside the home, I would wear makeup every day. It was just, you know, not a romance ritual, but it was just part of what I did. And then when I started working from home, I got out of that habit. And so it was only for a date or to go to church that I would put makeup on. Well, now we go to church, but we have masks on. So I'm thinking, what's the point? No one is going to see what's behind the mask. So yeah, I've kind of gotten out of that habit, although I'm not much of a titivator in the first place.
So I think sometimes we feel like one of the reasons why we don't do stuff is maybe not feeling like we're worth it. I've talked to a number of women who have issues with their appearance, and then they feel like, well, what's the point? What's the point? I'm overweight. What's the point? I have these bags under my eyes. What's the point? They just think somehow they're not worth it. And so they don't look for things that would make them feel good. Like one of the things years back, I really did like the show What Not to Wear, because it showed people with various body types who felt like, what's the point of trying to do fashion with this body? And basically the answer was, you look fantastic. Like if you start buying things that really flatter who you are, you don't have to change who you are to titivate and feel good about yourself. You just have to believe you are worth it, whatever the it titivation is for you.
Do you remember back when flare pants became a big thing?
Yes.
Like 1969?
No, the other time back in the early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
I accidentally got a pair of flare pants. I didn't know they were flare pants, and I tried them on and just was in a rush. And I got home and I put them on and I walked past my daughter's bedroom, and she was about 10 years old. And she said, Mom, stop. You're wearing flare pants. Mom, you have fashion on. I'm so proud of you. And she wept.
Oh, my word.
And I thought, well, okay. So sometimes titivations you could do just for the shock value.
Yeah.
It does feel really good when you find a piece of clothing that just does it. You know, you feel good in it. It's comfortable. I recently bought some bootleg stretch Levi's. And honest, it's my first pair of Levi's because I've been too cheap all these years to buy a pair. They're too expensive.
I know.
I love these.
Or at least they fit me the best of anything out there.
They're great. And I'm like really pleased. And I had a 30% off coupon. So, but I thought even at my age, I can find new things to wear that I feel good in. They're comfortable and they look pretty good too.
You talked about flare. I found that flare tops and empire waist things were like suddenly my go-to when I got my menopause tummy, basically. And I was like, oh, I can still look okay. I just have to kind of hide a little bit that's down here.
Yeah. But I think a lot of us, we might not think of it as titivation, but we buy our favorite colors for clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, I think just doing something that, you know, it makes you happy when you look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Like I have so many purple clothes in my closet and I don't look great in purple, but it's my favorite color. And so they always make me happy. Mm-hmm. We want to take a moment and thank Share the Soap for sponsoring this episode. Share the Soap has put together a lovely spring gift basket that includes bath soak jewels, lip balm, and maybe even a gold ticket giveaway.
I've tried that lip balm and it's really good. I love it. And mine is almost gone. So I'm definitely going to be ordering some more because it's really smooth and good. And it's got a flavor, but it's like, it's just a nice amount of flavor. Without being too much, but just right. Anyway, I love it.
So check our show notes for a special coupon code for an extra bath soak jewel. And this is a special coupon code that is only for our listeners. And in the show notes, you can find the link. So thanks to Share the Soap for sponsoring this episode. All right, let's get back to our conversation and talk about how titivation spills over into our sex lives. Ladies, what do you think?
Well, let me go back to the confidence point I made earlier, is that if I feel more confident and good about myself, if I feel more sensual and, you know, spruced up, then it's easier for me to invite my husband to look and touch and be with me. And I just come feeling like, yeah, you lucky guy.
Yeah. I think we've talked before about being intentional about sex, that some women, a lot of women, that it just doesn't happen automatically. They have to be intentional. And I think that this could be one part of intentionality is, you know, doing things that kind of move yourself in that direction, that make you feel good, that say, you know, yes, I'm a sensual woman and this is for me too. Mark that on your bingo card. And, you know, I just think it can be part of the whole intentionality about sex that a lot of women really need to focus on.
Well, you know, when I said that doing my hair and makeup and dressing up is part of what I do, is part of my ritual for romance, if my husband and I are going out for a date, I think it's also true for sex. You know, there are certain things that kind of help me get into the mood for sex and start to shift my mind from all the million browser tabs that are open in it to focusing on what's about to happen. And so that might mean doing something with my hair or face. It might mean something like grooming my pubic hair in a particular way, making sure that I'm shaved in all the places I want to be shaved. And it might even include wearing something that makes me feel sexy or that I know my husband will really like to see me in as well as out of.
And my titivation that spills over into the bedroom is I really like good hygiene.
So, amen, sister.
Yeah. So I do brush my teeth right before. It makes me feel more like kissing when I know I'm not worried about offending someone. And I really like to shave my legs. I like how smooth they feel, not just for him, but I like it. And so I think what I do for myself, it does translate into I want to be here in the bedroom with you. To be honest, there were some demands in our previous years, and I am really enjoying the fact that I am now being appreciated for who I am and not what I look like. Although I think there is nothing wrong with doing whatever you need to do or want to do to look great. But right now I'm enjoying just being au naturel in many ways.
Well, we've talked about some of these ideas already, but let's talk through some things that women can do to enhance their appearance, their attractiveness, their cuteness.
Okay, this is a really simple one, and it sounds stupid, but I think it makes a lot of difference. Is I just think the way you carry and present yourself makes a huge difference. And I think that simply standing up straight, holding your shoulders back, looking people in the eye, and carrying yourself with confidence, I think it changes your appearance. Like when you think about it's people who carry themselves with confidence, you can tell they like themselves, they like other people. It's just very attractive. So I think simply standing up straight, putting your shoulders back and walking with confidence makes a difference in your appearance and how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm. And what all of that you've just said reminds me of is from one of the previous podcasts where you talked about that woman who says she stepped out in her power. She steps out in her femininity.
Yeah. Her sensuality. Yeah. I was like, well, I want some of that.
Bonnie, I think it was really interesting how you talked about people treating you differently when you wear makeup. I feel like that when I wear a dress or a skirt. I have found that if I'm in a dress or a skirt, I'm more likely to have men open a door for me. And not that that's what I need to feel good all the time, but it just, it's like I have more, it's more of a reminder of my femininity to have a skirt or a dress on, and how other people treat me is part of how I'm reminded of that.
Have I ever told y'all the story of this girl in college who dated quite often? She got asked out a lot, and she was attractive, but she was not stunning, and she was nice, but she wasn't. I don't know. I couldn't figure out, like, why was she getting so much more attention? And I finally, this guy talked to me, and I had a lot of friends who were guys who I would ask them questions. They would just talk to me about what they were thinking. And he said, have you noticed that she always wears skirts? And I said, what? And he said, think about it. Have you ever seen her in pants? And I was blown away when I realized that was true. And he believed that it wasn't so much that she was showing her legs or she was showing whatever, but like she was just presenting herself in a very strongly feminine way. And let me just assure you, those who are listening, she wasn't feminine in the way that people want to say. She was like, you know, saccharine feminine. She wasn't. She was actually, you know, smart, nice girl. She was fine. She was strong enough personality, but she was always dressed in a girlish way. And look, I mean, I wear pants. I don't think she's wearing pants. I like seeing people in pantsuits. I think you should make whatever choice. I just think it was an interesting observation. Mm-hmm. So there are some times where I do wear a dress because that's the look I want to get across. That's the impression I want to give.
No, I think it's okay to be feminine. I mean, it's okay to wear a dress all the time if that's what you want to do. We're all different. We all, you know, it's okay to be feminine.
Yeah, but I mean, as we've said before, if you're Mary Tyler Moore and can pull off capris, go for it.
Like, if you're and people, wow, you know, could she pull off capris?
Yeah, and you know what? I have always wanted to wear palazzo pants. But when you're 5'3", yeah, you just can't pull those off. You know, there's things you can't wear.
But put me in a dress and boots. I'm
there. You go, girl.
One of the things that I pay attention to is whether you shave your legs or not. I don't like shaving my legs. I find it cumbersome, but in the summer I do. But I lived in Wisconsin for a lot of years. Now I'm in Illinois. We have these long winters, and most women I know tend to let shaving go during those months. And that first leg shave of the spring season is quite
like
overwhelming.
Crop, huh?
Yeah. It's like, let's all have a whole new crop here. Thinking back to some of the reasons we let things go, if there is something that you've let go for whatever reason, because it's winter, when you do that again, it really kind of it just sort of has a bigger impact. So when I do shave my legs, the smoothness is overwhelming because, wow, I'd forgotten how they can feel when they're nice and cleanly shaven.
Yeah. Can I also say something about that leg shaving? And that is like, or actually any shaving, some of this stuff is kind of cultural, because I know that there are some people in different ethnicities and cultures that don't shave their legs. That's just not what they do. And I'll just say this, during pandemic, I got a little less careful about shaving the armpits.
You went European.
Yeah. And so, I found out, first of all, my husband doesn't care. Yay. And secondly, you know, we had this whole conversation about how, look, it's, you know, not every culture does that. And so, you know, whatever works for you. And meanwhile, I do, speaking of shaving, there's also waxing. And I have now been informed that even though it is blonde, that the hair on my upper lip might need to be waxed off.
Actually, you can get a really good Groupon at Light RX. We're not, there's no monetary endorsement here, but I've gotten a light therapy on my upper lip that is reducing the hair.
Because I just ordered the waxing strips that I was going to try.
See,
I don't know.
Yeah. I use those.
Scream. Am I going to scream? Is it bad?
No, it's not.
Prepare
what's
me.
What's bad, and I wrote a blog post about this, so it's not like I'm telling a secret that I haven't already shared widely. My husband and I decided once it would be kind of fun to find out what happens if you wax your nether regions. And he's not an instructions reader, and I am. And so I'm looking, you know, I'm lying down there holding the booklet and saying, okay, do this, do that. And he just ripped it off without pulling my skin tight. I bruised. I had bleeding. I screamed. And so for the next few weeks, I had a half waxed.
Oh, no.
Hoo-ha.
Yes. I had a half waxed hoo-ha because I wasn't about to let him go near the other half with that waxing strip.
Yo.
Don't do that, folks.
Well, you know, I mentioned that I have a hard time with cosmetics now. I just have sensitive skin. But one thing I do like to do, and it's not that expensive, is I whiten my teeth. There is a $19 generic box. I've seen them at Walmart, Kroger. I've seen them all these places. That they think there's about 12 strips in them for your upper and lowers. I leave them on for half an hour and I feel better having that sparkling pearl. It's not for everybody, I know that, but it for me, it makes me feel really good.
We'll put some links to those in the show notes for women who want to try those out.
Because also of my makeup allergies, I attempted to have my eyeliner and eyebrows tattooed on, and it lasted for a few years, but now it's been 6 years and they're kind of fading. Mm. And the esthetician told me that might happen. So if I really want to, I'll have it done again, but it was kind of painful.
It sounds like you're in kind of a embrace the natural Bonnie mode
I am.
Right now.
I'm in the take it or leave it, Bonnie. No. So I know it sounds like I'm a little, we are in a different season in our marriage now that I've alluded to some of the problems we've been having, but we are working through them. Listeners, I don't want you to think that Dave and I are in conflict or anything like that. We are well on our road to recovery, but we're just in a different place now. Mm-hmm. There's different dynamics and it's just a reality.
I think also, you know, this last year has had a lot of people thinking about, you know, what they want to do, how they want to spruce up and how they maybe no longer want to do things because of, you know, maybe things they did before that they're like, you know what, I really don't know that I want to wear this much makeup again. I really don't know that I want to color my hair again. I don't know that I want to do this, you know, whatever it is. I'll just be honest and tell you one of the casualties for me in the pandemic, I have not worn a bra for a while But lest anyone thinks that I'm going to be going places and being inappropriate, I have discovered instead, and I've always had very narrow sloping shoulders. And so wearing bras with bra straps was a real problem for me because the straps would be constantly sliding off my shoulders. And so I tried all kinds of different bras through the years, you know, finally found some bras that worked, but it was always still a bit of a challenge. And then when this all hit and I was like, just chucked it. Finally, I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to go back to this. This is really nice. So I went looking around and discovered, I mean, they're actually called nipple covers, but there are various options of things that you can wear that you kind of stick on that area that are, you know, not a full bra. And if you wanted to, you can wear some very normal skin colored ones for everyday kind of things, but they also, some of them make them in kind of fun colors and, you know, patterns and things like that. So you could also do that if you wanted to have a little fun in the bedroom and, you know, put on a couple of fun covers and, you know, so, and I know somebody's thinking those are, you know, pasties. Okay. But they're, I know that's like a word for them, but they're not like that. They're more utility than that.
They don't have tassels.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
So is that what the word titivate really means?
Titivate with tassels. That's a whole different episode.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we've kind of wound down on this one.
We cannot finish with my subject matter on that. Somebody needs to
That's the perfect place to stop.
God.
Does anyone have anything else they would like to add about titivation?
I was just going to say that in the past year, for a lot of women, there hasn't been any much time for themselves. A lot of women have been balancing work, their kids at home, school, all of that. And even before that, a lot of women were, you know, on the go all the time. And so for a lot of women, I think they feel like they don't have time to devote to how they feel about, you know, their body or working on something that would make them feel more confident. And so I would just encourage any of our listeners who feel that way to say, you should make some time for it. You deserve to have that. You know, if you're wanting to feel good about yourself, better about your body, more sensual, whatever it might be, just make the time. You know, other people can wait for a while. You don't have to be doing stuff for them all the time. Just make it a priority and build your confidence up in that way.
Yeah, I think all of us had kids who put their little fingers under that bathroom door and said, mama, mama, mama. And you know what?
Mom.
Yes.
They all had to wait a little and they all turned out okay. It's okay to let them wait a few seconds.
And I was even thinking about my friend's mom used to wear this one scent of perfume all the time. And it wasn't a perfume I particularly liked, but she wore it even when she was just at home. And it takes, you know, however long to just pick something up and spray yourself briefly. And she just did that because it helped her feel more womanly. And so even if you don't have a lot of time, you can spritz yourself with something pleasant smelling.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Queen Esther had a whole year of beauty treatments.
No, that's true.
So I don't think it's unbiblical to take care of yourself. Yeah. I mean, I think we can think, oh, it's vanity. Not if it's your, I mean, if you're preoccupied with how you look 24/7, that's vanity. But if it's just to help you feel better, smell better, feel feminine, you know, do what's right for you. And it's okay.
Well, I think we're done here. So thank you all for joining us at Sex Chat for Christian Wives. And we will be back in a couple weeks.